This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them's going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? All set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. This is where it all happens, right here in the big Starcade room. Let's meet our contestants right now, and your name is?
Jimmy Liu.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm currently attending Skyline College in San Bruno.
What are you studying?
Business accounting.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to open my own business.
Good. Well, let's see if you can keep account of your whole score here today, okay?
Yeah.
All right, fine. And your name?
Will Klopp.
Will, how about you? What's your favorite hobbies?
I like sports, especially football and baseball.
Yeah, what position are you playing football?
I play quarterback.
Quarterback. Okay. Do you get that in the arcades?
No.
Quarterback? well, okay. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Cubert. Will and Jimmy shake hands? Let's go play Starcade. And while they're getting set, Kevin, our own quarterback, will tell us about the five games today. Kev?
We've got your typical Starcade lineup today with Cockroaches, Tasmanian Devils, and a rock and roll band, starting with Stargate, and they keep depending on you. Then onto Bubbles, and it's a mess. Then Tasmania, a beastly press for survival. Two kicks, draw in color, but do it with care. And finally, Journey, a rock and race against groupies.
Okay, Kev, thank you very much. Those are today's five games, and both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and the valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin right now is going to whisper to our home audience what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Bubbles.
All right, they know at home, and it's up to us to try to guess, I guess. Jimmy, Will, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first arcade game. You all set to go?
Yep.
Here we go. When you press start in the game Star Trek, what does the game say? A, entering sector 1.2, or B, welcome aboard. Yes, Jimmy.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
Welcome aboard, Captain. B, right you are. Good for you. Jimmy, that gives you the advantage of picking the first arcade game. Which one do you want to play?
Quick.
Kicks, we call it here, and that's the one we'll play. And Kevin, how do you play Kicks?
The Kicks is a spinning helix that can zap you right out of this game, avoid it, and box it in, giving it less and less room to roam. But don't stop after you've started to draw, because the fuse will burn out on you. And watch out for the sparks. Don't let them force you into the Kicks. And most of all, keep your head, or you'll fall into the spiral death trap. Well, Jimmy, you're going to get a kick out of this game.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Well, Jimmy, the only thing I can tell you, and Will, you might want to listen to this, you have a fast draw button and a slow draw button. If you use the fast draw, it's a little easier, but you don't score as many points as if you use a slow draw. Which one do you think you're going to use?
Probably use fast and then slow.
Okay, fine. Be careful. If you claim 75% of the screen, you get yourself an extra bonus. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. All right, there's a good start. Be careful. Whoa. Run out of time, but you ran out of game. Too bad, but you did pretty well. 4,770. Congratulations to you, Jimmy. Yeah. All right, head on back. Will, come on down. Are you a kicks expert?
No.
Do not? Well, you heard what I told Jimmy?
Yeah.
I don't know that it did him any good or not, but you might pay attention to the same things. We'll wish you good luck. You also have 50 seconds, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready. Get set. Play. Hey, Wynn's going for the fast draw. Whoops, got him. Well done, my friend. You did a really good job. Don't leave me yet. You in a hurry to leave me?
Yeah.
Okay, you hang on right here. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game of Starcade. Stay with us.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Q-Bert, hopping into your heart as he hops cubes, changing colors and avoiding foes. Q-Bert, a bit nosy but a likable fellow from D. Gottlieb & Company. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Well, Jimmy and Will, let's see where we stand after that first game. Jimmy, you have a total point score of 4,770. And Will, you have 6,866. Yeah. Will, you are in the lead, as you know, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So you guys set for another question?
Yeah.
All right, I've got it for you here. And the question is, hands on buzzers, in the game Scramble, the player, A, flies a jet, B, yes, Will.
Blimp. Flies a blimp.
No, it's A, flies a jet. Flies a jet in Scramble. So, Jimmy, once again,
That's a jet?
That's a jet? Well, it must be a jet. It's probably your basic blimp jet that we all know about. Okay, Jimmy, you get to pick the game. Don't forget the mystery game isn't picked yet. What game do you want to play?
Bubbles.
Hey, that's the mystery game! Yeah. Good for you. Automatically, you win a prize, Jimmy, and Kevin will tell you what it is.
It's the Nomad 600 cordless telephone with a portable handset that fits in your pocket. The ultimate convenience with a range of up to 700 feet, available at Bell Phone Centers nationwide.
All right. Hey. Yeah. We're delighted that you did that. And now let's play Bubbles. We're going to find out how to play it, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Watch out. This is a messy one. There's crumbs, ants, and greasies, and there's just you to clean them up. Stay away from the brushes and sponges, at least until your bubble has a mouth. Score big by grabbing the broom and then sweeping up the cockroach. Jimmy, this is a fine mess you've gotten yourself into.
Why is it whenever I hear Kevin, I get that sinking feeling? Well, okay, Will, you might want to listen to this because I'm going to give Jimmy a couple hints. Jimmy, the best way to score points in this game when you only have a limited amount of time is whenever that sink turns green, get the bubble down the sink because that gives you some bonus points and a new sink, okay?
Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Watch out for the brushes. It was great. Got 500 points to the cleaning lady. Good for you. Watch out for the roach. Sink is green. No! There you go. Doing fine. 25 seconds. Sink is green. Carter now, 10 seconds. Got it. Razor blade, got you. You might have time for some more points. Yes, you do. Oh, not too many more. Quick. 18,860 points. Nice play, Jimmy. Okay. You have any trouble with it at all?
Not really.
No, I don't think so. You did very well. Well, you head on back. Will comes on down. Will, I think he gave you a mark to shoot at.
Yeah.
How do you... Will, are you always this talkative?
Well, I'm not that talkative, but he put a pretty high score up there, and I don't know if I can beat it.
So. Yeah, he sure did. Well, let's see what you do. This is Bubbles. You have 50 seconds, just like I told him, when the sink is green, if you can get in and score some extra points in a short amount of time. Ready? Get set. Play. Oh, got into a brush right away. Watch out for the brushes, unless you have them out. There you go. Get that cleaning lady. Good. Oh, Roach got you. Sink is green. Got it. There's the way to play. 30 seconds to go. All right. Game 17,650. Not too bad, though, I don't think. How do you feel?
It's pretty good. I didn't think I was going to do that good, so.
Well, I think we have a close game. You head on back, and let's find out who's going to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Kicks and Bubbles, and one of you now is going to play for a very special prize. So we're going to total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Jimmy, you have a total of 23,630. Good score. And Will, you have 24,516. A close game. You're still ahead. Come on down here, Will. I knew we had a close game going here. All right, Will, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a great prize, okay? Just come over a little bit towards me so we can get a good picture of the boards, all right? You already play?
Yeah.
All right, you turn around and look in the upper left-hand corner. Now move over next to me. See, we need to shoot over your shoulder. That's it. Okay, upper left-hand corner. Is that Cobra or Scramble?
Cobra.
Cobra is right. That's one. Next screen. Is that Mission X or Xevious?
Xevious
is right. Screen number three. Is that Galaxian or Tron?
Tron
is right. Doing fine. The last screen. Is that Millipede or Centipede?
Millipede
is right. Good for you. You got all four. Congratulations, my friend. Doing fine. Would you like to know what you've won?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell you?
Kevin.
You're right, Kevin.
Will, you've won the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's.
All right, Kevin, thanks. We have a close game here. We're going to be back in a minute to play the final round of Starrcade and see who's going to get a chance at the very old Cuba. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news on the Starrcade Hotline. Dateline Japan, 1978. Space Invaders is introduced for the first time. In the next 2 years, over 300,000 of these games would find their way to the public all around the world, over 100,000 of them in the U.S. alone. In Japan, the game became such a hit that arcades were opened that had no other game but Space Invaders. And the game is still played, thousands of games every day around the world. And now more video games on Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Boy, we have a close game here. Not only that, Jimmy, you got a nice prize for guessing the mystery game. Will, you got it for name the game board, so both of you are doing fine. And now we're at round number two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that Q-Bert. That's a video arcade game. It's a lot of fun to play. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Got your last question, and Jimmy, this is an important one for you.
Okay.
How many keys on the first screen of Super Pac-Man? A15 or B14? And I'll read it once again. How many keys on the first screen of Super Pac-Man? A15 or B14? Will, you want to take a shot at it? You say 14? No, it's not 14, it's 15. You took a shot at it, though, and thank you for buzzing in. Otherwise, we would have been here for 3 or 4 days. Jimmy, the reason I said it was, well, I'll wait till you pick the game before I tell you why this is so important to you. What game do you want to play?
Journey.
Journey. Journey it is. And the reason I said it was so important is because one of the games left up there is Stargate. And what was your top score in Stargate, Will?
About 2 million.
Good thing you didn't pick Stargate. Yeah. Okay, Jimmy, we'll play Journey, and Kevin will tell us how to do it.
Well, it seems that wild alien groupies have seized the rock group Journey's electro-supercharged instruments. Now they must trek through hazardous obstacles in quest of each instrument and then battle their way back to the Scarab vehicle. When all 5 instruments are recovered, Journey plays a concert while Herbie guards the stage from the groupies. It's Journey, a rocking game.
All right, Jimmy, a little bit behind. Not too much, so we have a pretty close game.
Yep.
All right, now there's 5 different screens here, 5 missions for you to go on. You have your choice of whichever one you want to go to. Do you have in mind which one you're going for yet?
I think I'll go for the microphone.
Going for the microphone. Okay, well, wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right, there's the microphone. And in he goes. Won't get hit by the swinging gates. Chance to go to another screen, about 15 seconds left. We can get there fast enough. Move it fast. 9 seconds. Maybe you get some points. Points. Okay, Jimmy, nice going. You did really well, I think. You caught it pretty well. Let's see what happens when Will comes down. Here comes Will. Okay, same thing for you. You can choose whichever instrument you want to go after. You got any idea where you're going?
Same one he went to, the microphone.
You think that's the easiest one, do you?
Yeah.
All right, and then, of course, if you hit that one, then you go again as fast as you can. So we wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. When we went into this round, Jimmy was a little bit behind, and let's find out now what the total scores are for the whole ball of wax here. Jimmy, your grand total is 27,780. Will, you have 29,800. Will kept his lead. Congratulations to you. Jimmy, a valiant try. You started to catch up, but not quite good enough, huh?
Yeah. It was close.
It sure was. You're a good player, a nice guy. You have some nice prizes. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll say goodbye to Jimmy for the moment. And we will say congratulations to Will. Will, for being today's big winner, we've got a special prize for you. Kevin, what is it?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
All right!
I have a feeling, because Stargate is one of the games left up there, that you may go home with your own video arcade game, too. We'll find out what Will chooses to do right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And two brand new games for the Atari by Tronix, Juice and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, we're really going to have some fun now because now it's time, Will, for the big challenge, a chance for you to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Stargate and Tasmania. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Stargate, you'd have to score at least 2,874 points. If you picked Tasmania, you'd have to score at least 1,203 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. I figured what your decision would be. You decided on Stargate, right?
Yeah.
And I know why. We'll talk about that in a few moments. That means if you score 2,874 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win this Q-bert. While Kevin tells us about Stargate, you and I'll go over and get ready to play the game, okay? All right, here we go.
It's you against the UFOs. Only you can save the humanoids. Save four at a time and take them through the Stargate for big points. Blast your way through or use the smart bombs to destroy all the enemies in sight. Activate the Inviso antimatter cloaking device. Disappear and destroy everything in your path. It's Stargate.
Now, a little while ago, you told me that your high score on Stargate was how much?
About 2 million points.
2 million. And how long did it take you to do that?
About 4 or 5 hours with some help from friends.
But you went out for a sandwich while they came in and played the game for a while?
Something like that.
Okay, well, all you have to do now is score 2,874 points, but you have to do it in 30 seconds. There's a bunch of buttons here, smart bombs, Inviso, hyperspace. You know how to play this game for sure, right?
Yeah.
Wish you good luck. We hope you take Q-bert home with you. Turn around. You have 30 seconds to play. Get ready. Get set. Play. Looking to be 2,874. Seconds to go. You got it! All right, way to go, Will. You got yourself your old Q-bert. Terrific. I'm delighted for you. So are a bunch of your friends. We'll see you on the next Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards hoping all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.